Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, six, seven,
eight. Hello,
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Welcome to the 15-minute morning show. It's quite lonely in here.
It's very... Oh, you should have seen yesterday when it was even more lonely.
Oh, it was just you.
Well, I mean, we had, you know, Danielle and Gandhi were here, and so was Garrett. Scotty was in the next studio, but that was it.
Oh, yeah.
I was, yeah, we were kind of alone in the studio.
Mm. All right. Well, Danielle will be back soon. Gandhi's back in, what, a week, I think?
Yeah. She's not even there right now.
Not even there.
She's on her way back. She's on her way back. Yeah. She's walking.
And Danielle seems to have stopped to cook breakfast.
Yeah, I didn't know. No, I got a bagel. Thank you.
What you eating over there?
What you eating? Is that a Wegmans bagel? Where's that from?
I don't know where I ordered this from, but this is a damn good bagel.
So it's like fresh from a bagel store.
Mm-hmm.
God, Long Island bagels are better than Jersey. Bagels. Sorry.
Mm. Whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
What are you doing that for? She's making eyes.
Well,
like,
you don't eat carbs.
No. Okay.
Do you scoop?
Okay.
You scoop.
I don't scoopity scoop, Kanye. I do is I will reserve my carbs for things that are awesome. I don't want marginal carbs.
You are so full of shit, it's ridiculous.
I am not.
He's not full of carbs,
no,
though.
No. So listen, pizza, meh.
Hold on.
I'm whatever. But if you're telling me the best pizza.
Wait a minute. Whenever Elvis brings in pizza, you're the first one to have every pizza he brings in is fantastic pizza.
That's not mediocre pizza.
I gotta ask a question.
Oh, Scotty B, I'm sorry.
I have to ask a question.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is all seven of those Louis Tomlinson cookies were just phenomenal that you had.
You
this
had
week.
Seven
over the course of 3 days.
It doesn't. 3 days. You had seven of those huge cookies.
They're shortbread, didn't
you? Oh, the fondant, God. So don't worry.
That's your excuse?
And I pull the fondant off. Because stuff will kill you.
You pull Louis' face off.
No, well, the fondant is made of chemicals and I don't... What even is fondant?
My favorite thing is when Skiri gets all fired up because I walked into the other room. You were having a very animated discussion with Scotty B about something and your mouth was full of shortbread cookie.
No.
And you're like, I can't believe...
Fondant is rubbery sugar.
You get the honor.
No. I'm not eating rubbery sugar.
You eat worse than anyone on the show.
I know I do, but listen.
And you're sitting there telling me, I save my carb intake for special occasions.
So
you're so lying.
If it's a random bagel from the coffee cart, we'll call it, I'm not touching it. If it's a random muffin from the coffee cart, a donut, like that, no.
But if I bring you Bagel Boss from Long Island, you're all about it.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Because it's a real bagel, Danielle. You're eating a good bagel there.
Let me see where I ordered this from and give him a little shout out. Hold on.
Here, we go to Joe and Pat's tomorrow.
Pizza, I'm in. Right. Joe and Pat's is exceptional.
All right, fair enough. Then we do that.
Are we going to Joe and Pat's tomorrow?
We'll do that before the golf.
Oh, my God. There's a
so
lot.
I just walked into this conversation, obviously, halfway through it. But Scary, I see you shoveling candy down your pie hole.
No, not
all
carbs.
Day.
Gandhi, let me put it in perspective.
It doesn't matter
here.
If it's carbs. He's talking about chemicals. You know some of the candy he eats?
Gandhi, your taco, the Gandhi taco. At Gringo's. Okay, if you notice, the only taco shell I will eat is the one surrounding your taco, Gandhi.
Yes,
and
I
then,
have a great taco
because it's nice and crunchy, and it's a thing with the tuna in it, and it's awesome. All the others, because it's the soft taco, meh. I pick it out with a fork. I just pick out the filling.
That doesn't change anything about the candy that you eat.
But I could be doing a lot worse.
You eat worse than anybody on the show. Oh,
my God.
I'm justified in this. No?
No. I walked in there this morning, and there was two half Snickers bars.
Neither of which was started by me.
I beg to differ.
So it doesn't count. The calories don't count.
Snickers bar.
Wasn't us. Wasn't me.
Wait, you're referring to you in the plural now. What happened?
It wasn't them.
It wasn't you or I or Andrew or Scotty. What I'm saying is, but then you come in here with the two halves, and then you eat half, and then you throw me the other one.
And what did you do with it?
You're a food pusher.
What did you do with it?
You're a food pusher.
Have willpower? You don't have willpower. That's what it comes down to.
I don't. Not this time of year.
No.
What are you talking? Okay, you haven't had willpower since February 27th. When did you end your Dr. Fat Loss diet?
February 27th.
So that's when he'll start. He starts January 1st, and then he loses all control February 27th.
Guys, he puts in a good month. He has a good month.
2 months.
Month and
yeah,
a half.
But you know, during those months, you tell us how bad everything is, and then a month later, you're eating all of it.
Yep. Eating it all.
Yep.
No carrageenan.
You do. You're
don't eat any of this crap.
GMO.
Yeah.
Maybe I have to psych myself up, and that's why I say it. I have to say it out loud. This is bad. This is awful. This is bad. Imagine I walked around here doing that full time. It's just like, oh, that's disgusting. That's awful.
But you
this
do, no, even I though you eat it. Yeah. You'll be like, oh, God, I'm not eating that. Oh, the chemicals. Oh, this is disgusting.
Okay, at least I don't so put good milk and sugar in my coffee.
See?
I drink a 5-calorie cup of coffee.
Oh, that's the one thing
you're
you do
winning
over the course of the day that isn't loaded with sugar
accompanied
or carbs.
Accompanied by a shortbread cookie.
No, no. Gandhi wasn't here when we figured out how many Louis Tomlinson cookies he ate. How many was it?
Seven. No, wait, Gandhi, how many do you think?
Sorry.
Seven.
Yeah. Seven, yeah. But over the course of 3 days.
3 days.
Oh, I mean, okay.
No,
I can
no,
eat
no,
seven
it was
cookies
six
over
because
the
course.
But
those
big,
days
huge cookies, they're not small cookies, they're big
they're
cookies.
Square.
Oh, they're like the whole like cake pan size?
Yeah, the one that they make at the, you know, you make your own cookie place.
They're solid cookies.
They're good.
They're decently
his argument
sized
was that he pulled off the fondant.
It's still shortbread.
It's rubbery sugar, and it does. I don't.
Oh, it's rubbery sugar. Okay. I cannot have the rubbery sugar.
It's like icing on cupcakes. If it's all weird colors and stuff, I'm like, that's food coloring. That's got to go.
And Gandhi,
but that's a cupcake.
Gandhi. He also said he picks and chooses his carbs. So when Elvis brings in some pizza, he will pick that pizza because it's always fantastic pizza.
Yeah.
I said, Elvis brings in pizza constantly, so every pizza
but
is
no
fantastic
offense
pizza.
If Elvis brought in Saluggi's, I'm gonna avoid it. I'm not going to have any. Mm-hmm.
You're full of shit. Elvis needs to bring in Saluggi's. I want to see what happens.
Don't tempt him.
Scary, I have seen you pick up a food that is definitely chemically coated and stuff that's processed and sit there and shove it down your pie hole and then be like, oh, this is disgusting. And you keep eating it.
Because there's nothing else around. You know, if I was surrounded by better choices.
Dude, you eat cold cuts and deli meat. Do you know how bad that is?
It's the organic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's the good stuff.
Scary, okay. You live by yourself. You could go to the grocery
store,
buy stuff, pack your own lunch, bring it in every day. It's not hard. You don't have kids to worry about. You have you to worry about.
You know what I did yesterday? I went out and I bought vegetables and I made a salad for myself. And I didn't.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
Okay, describe this salad.
There's no punchline coming.
No candy walnuts?
No, I don't put candy walnuts in my salad.
No fried chicken on top of the salad?
Nothing? And I had a simple extra virgin olive oil with some red wine vinegar.
That was for dinner?
That was dinner last night. No, well, I did have a chicken cutlet that I cut up.
Okay.
And then I threw that on top as crumbles.
And I just happened to bread it and put some crumbles. Sauce and cheese on it as well. Yeah.
Crumbles.
Feta. No, feta is the better cheese.
Scary. We're not saying that we wouldn't love you to eat like this and really, you know, watch what you eat and eat great. But the fact that you say all these things, but then you don't live
those
things.
It's just you're
things.
A little, exactly. So Danielle's right. You're a little hypocritical right. about everything.
And you shit on our food.
Right.
He's just, I don't drink coffee with milk and sugar.
Yeah.
Well, we do.
I don't put that garbage in my coffee.
Because if you look at what milk and sugar would add, like 30 grams of sugar plus...
Well, how many fucking grams of sugar's in each of those shortbread cookies?
Imagine I had coffee with cream and sugar and a shortbread cookie, how bad it would be.
Well, I'm not having the shortbread cookie.
Okay, so then it's a trade-off.
So then don't shame me for having cream and sugar in my coffee.
So you're not eating shortbread cookie?
No, I had half a Snickers because I was a little hangry this morning. But I don't habitually go in there for a half and then go back for the other half 30 minutes later like you do.
And then seven more halves.
Yeah.
By the way, there's 18.1 grams of carbs in a shortbread cookie, Scary.
And that's a small one.
That's a small one.
Oh, my God. What did I do?
All scared.
But now you're doing that regretful thing, though. After you eat something, you go, what did I do?
I hope Dr. Fat Loss listens to this.
Can I be exonerated here?
Exonerated?
can I be dismissed?
Oh, God.
I will say this, Scary. You are my favorite person to go out and get food with because we eat all of the food. And there's usually, while we're actually at dinner, there's no shaming about what we're eating.
You do sniff out.
So it's great.
And there's no leftovers.
Shut up. Yes, there
it's true.
Are.
Help. Hell, here comes Elvis.
Yes, Mr. Zagat.
Help, I need rescuing.
What is going on in here?
Take me out of here.
We're talking about Scary being hypocritical.
I need an intervention with me, and this
is
uncomfortable.
What's the pizza we need him to bring in?
If you were to guess how many cookies Scary has had of the Louis Tomlinson cookies that we all had.
Oh, we only got four, I think.
Oh, no, we had more than that.
I don't know, why are you beating up Scary about this?
I have a whole list of things.
I have a list of things we should be beating up about.
Because he started this saying that, we're eating carbs. I save my carbs for special occasions. That's what he said.
So if you're bringing in awesome pizza, I'm eating them. I'm eating it. But if I see marginal pizza,
like what, Scary?
I can pass.
He's never seen marginal pizza. He always eats the pizza.
You ate Louis Tomlinson cookies.
That's what they said.
Seven of them. Seven.
Over 3 days.
Okay. 7 in 3 days.
I think the issue is this, and you guys can back me on this if you want. If not, whatever. You come in and you see a Louis Tomlinson cookie and you start to eat it and then you try to... You think, oh, they're all watching me eat this cookie. I must say something out loud to justify, you know, my existence of this cookie's existence in my stomach. You know, it's like people who sit down to eat lunch, they go home, they come back to work and go, you know, I just had a little sandwich for lunch. You don't have to tell me you had a little sandwich. You don't owe me an explanation of how many carbs you eat every day.
That's what they were saying.
Right.
You don't need to tell us you took off the fondant.
I did take off the fondant.
I guess you guys talked about his cheeseburger on the plane?
No.
Didn't even get to that cheeseburger. No.
Explain the cheeseburger.
Well, it was... It showed
Here we
up.
Go.
I didn't want carbs. I said, they were serving orzo rice. And I said, I don't want that.
It's so carbs.
The flight attendant says, well, I have a surprise meal for you, but you just have to accept the surprise.
And no, that's not how it happened.
I'll take the surprise. No, I took the surprise. Exactly
no,
how it happened.
No, but they didn't just say, we have a surprise for you. You were like, what else you got?
What else you got? A surprise meal. I'll take the surprise. So sure enough, the meal shows up. It's a cheeseburger and a side of bread and a side of something else.
It was a cheeseburger with a roll.
Yes, it was right.
So you had three rolls, basically.
Right.
And a can of Pringles.
And a can of Pringles.
Then you have a brownie, too. Don't forget the brownie.
Oh, yeah, there was a chocolate chip brownie.
Okay, so you did want to eat the little bitty teaspoon of orzo. Instead, you had a cheeseburger bun... A brownie and a roll.
I didn't eat the roll. I didn't eat the roll.
This sounds like the meal they served at the fire festival.
What we also have, Elvis, before you walked in, so anytime you bring in Saluggies now from here to the end of time, Scary says he will never touch a piece of Salucci's pizza.
I use it as an example of just regular, I don't want to say marginal, because they're pretty good.
No, they're very, Salucci's pizza is very good.
So,
and you would devour an entire pie right now.
Next week, you have to bring in Salucci's pizza, and he's not allowed to touch it.
Test it.
I love Salute with the little meatballs.
Oh, so good.
Right across the street, we could run over there right now, grab a slice.
But not him. When you bring in like Ruby Rosa or Emmy or these
our
other
question
places,
is this.
I can't resist.
Our question is, why do you make such a big deal out of these things in front of everyone else? Yep. I think that's the point. Mm-hmm. You know what? If you don't want to eat the carbs, don't eat the carbs. You don't have to announce to the world, I'm not eating carbs. Because an hour later, you're eating carbs and you make yourself look weird.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Gandhi, help him here. Daniel.
It started
There's
with
no
Danielle.
Way to help him. There's no way.
It started with Danielle's bagel. She was eating a bagel. She's, oh, this is the best fresh bagel ever.
Right. And then he goes, yeah, I would eat that because, you know, I reserve my carbs for special occasions.
You just ate a Frenchette bakery pastry.
I did, didn't I? Oh, my God.
Here comes the regret. Here comes the regret he does.
He tried to shit all over the people who put milk and sugar in their coffee because he takes it black, only 5 calories.
do you remember when it's scary? Do you remember that when you used to quote unquote carb load before 7 so you could eat all your carbs? That lasted for what? 2 days?
It was not a good plan. It's not working out.
I gotta get them in before 7.
Well, there was a study that came out that said you're supposed to carb load early on and then go through the rest of the day without.
You gotta stop. From Michael Phelps.
Stop reading these studies. Yeah. These are people who are about to run a marathon.
Nobody would care if you just shut your mouth and eat whatever the hell you want.
And now this pasta study comes out. You're making me want to eat pasta.
Okay, I'll tell you. This is a story. From years ago, a friend of mine and I, back when you could eat in them and not get grossed out by them, the super salad places where you kind of...
Weigh it and eat it.
Yeah. You make your own salads and stuff, or you wait and eat it. We used to go there. They have like the buffet, and you put the macaroni and cheese next to the mashed potatoes, whatever. I would be in line with this friend of mine, and I go, okay, I'm going to have some salad on my little plate, and I'm going to have a little macaroni and cheese or some meatloaf. And my friend would look at me and go, oh, no. You know, there's carbs in the breadcrumbs in the meatloaf. You're going to eat that with macaroni and cheese. Oh, God. And I looked over at my friend and said, let me remind you. You were morbidly obese. No offense, because I love you, but you're trying to give me tips on how to diet. Shut up. Don't tell me how to diet unless you know how to diet. So it's scary.
Yes.
You're sort of like that weird friend who doesn't really follow the true rules of nutrition, but you yell at us about them.
Yeah. I got to stop then.
You definitely don't practice what you preach.
I got to stop. I have to just shut my mouth.
Good luck.
That's the problem.
That's the problem to begin with.
But it doesn't help when Nate comes in here with 2 halves of Snickers bars and he throws one in front of me.
Don't eat it.
But Elvis, were saying January 1st when he starts Dr. Fat Loss, that's when we're going to hear, stop putting that poison in your mouth until February 20-something.
Here's a Malamar. This Malamar will help you think.
Feed him.
Just don't eat the bottom part because that's where the carbs are.
I can't.
Is there fondant on there? Or just suck out the marshmallow.
He wants me to have a Malamar moment.
Scotty and Nate try to plump people up like the witch and Hansel and Gretel.
But you know what? Gandhi, Danielle, guys, if Scary wasn't such... an advocate for nutrition. No one would be doing this.
He is the picture of health, that guy.
We wouldn't be throwing Malamars at him.
I can't do it. It smells great, though. Did you ever open up like a box of chocolate or something and you get that aroma?
I know. It's like dark chocolate. Just think of that graham cracker in there, whatever it is, and that marshmallow.
It comes out this time of year, Scary. You better eat it while you can.
I'm going to hold out.
He's holding out until the camera shuts off.
Exactly.
We know you.
Okay. Right. Well, there's
out of
that.
Time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh, he's eating it.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.